So thinking about maybe making a move to Beacon Hill,
Yeah.
it's a great choice.
Yeah.
We've got a really interesting deep dive set up for you today based on some real estate listings, some personal blogs about life on Beacon Hill,
Oh.
and even some background from the Beacon Hill Historical Society's website.
Beacon Hill really does have that unique blend
Yeah.
of history and walkability
Right.
and that classic Boston charm. Let's see what we can uncover.
I always love those moving to a new city stories.
Yeah.
There's this blog post on the Ford Realty website, their local real estate agency, and it talks about these three friends finding their first apartment on Beacon Hill,
Okay.
and they went to Seven's Pub to celebrate.
Oh, that's a classic Beacon Hill spot.
Right.
I love that they included that detail.
Yeah.
It really speaks to that sense of community that thrives in these local businesses.
It makes you wonder how many other like life events have been toasted at that very same pub.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this story highlights something we see a lot, Beacon Hill, as a popular landing spot for young professionals starting their careers in Boston.
Right.
That blend of history, the walkability, those charming brick sidewalks, it's a draw for sure.
Speaking of blending the old with the new, let's dive into the real estate scene. Ford Realty's website has a whole range of condo listings, and the prices are kind of all over the map.
Oh, wow.
We're talking everything from under $500,000 to over $12 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that range in pricing is fascinating because it
Yeah.
reflects Beacon Hill's evolution.
Okay.
You have these grand old homes from the 1700s, now worth millions,
Right.
existing alongside newer developments,
Yeah.
which creates this interesting economic diversity.
So they have this one-bedroom condo on S. Russell Street listed for just under $500,000.
Okay.
It seems perfect for someone just starting out.
Yeah.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, there's this five-bedroom penthouse on Beacon Street listed for $12 million.
If we connect those listings to the historical context, it paints a vivid picture.
Right.
Imagine in the 1700s, Beacon Hill was home to figures like John Hancock and Paul Revere.
Wow, I had no idea.
These founding fathers weren't just shaping a nation,
Yeah.
they were shaping the very neighborhood you're considering calling home.
Wow.
Their presence is still felt in the grand homes they built, many of which still stand today.
That's incredible. Just thinking about them walking these same streets adds another layer to the whole experience.
And to your point about those diverse listings,
Yeah.
the neighborhood evolved over time.
Okay.
As Boston grew, different types of housing were built alongside those grand estates, leading to the variety we see today.
It makes you wonder what those founding fathers would think of their old neighborhood now.
Right?
But before we get too lost in the past, I'm curious about Ford Realty itself.
Yeah.
Their office is located right on Charles Street,
Okay.
the heart of Beacon Hill.
Being right on Charles Street is a testament to their local expertise. They likely have a deep understanding of the neighborhood's nuances and trends.
It seems like Ford Realty is a pretty reliable source for understanding the real estate landscape.
Yeah.
But what about the actual experience of living on Beacon Hill?
Yeah.
That's where these personal blogs come in.
You're absolutely right. Data can tell us one story, but hearing from residents offers a whole different perspective.
One blog post caught my eye.
Okay.
This woman describes moving into a tiny studio apartment on Charles Street.
Oh.
She fell in love with the neighborhood's charm, the cobblestone streets, the gas lamps, all those little details
Yeah.
that make Beacon Hill so unique.
You know, I often wonder how those little details
Yeah.
can make a place feel so special.
Right.
It seems these residents really connect with that in Beacon Hill.
She also mentions how much she loves being able to walk everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Groceries, restaurants, shops,
Right?
everything right there.
That walkability is a huge part of the appeal.
Yeah.
Not needing a car in a city like Boston
Right.
is a major plus. And it fosters that close-knit community feel.
Right.
It's like stepping back in time
Yeah.
while still having all the conveniences of modern life.
We also have a blog post from a guy who moved to Beacon Hill with his family,
Okay.
his favorite thing,
What's that?
the proximity to Boston Common.
Ah, Boston Common. It's practically Beacon Hill's backyard. That.
Exactly. His kids love playing there.
Ah.
And he talks about family picnics and just enjoying that green space in the middle of the city.
What's fascinating is that Boston Common
Yeah.
isn't just any park.
Right?
It's a piece of living history dating back to 1634.
Wow.
It's the oldest park in the United States.
I did not know that.
Think about all the events that have happened there over the centuries. from Revolutionary War rallies
wow.
to modern-day concerts.
That adds a whole new dimension to those family picnics.
Right.
Imagine the stories those trees could tell.
It makes you appreciate the layers of history embedded in every corner of Beacon Hill.
Yep.
We've got the grand homes, the personal stories, and then this incredible park all woven together.
Okay, so we've got real estate listings and personal experiences painting a pretty vivid picture.
Yeah.
But there's one more layer to our deep dive.
What's that?
The history. We have some information from the Beacon Hill Historical Society to round things out.
History is woven into the very fabric of this neighborhood.
Mm.
You see it in the architecture.
Yeah.
Feel it in the cobblestone streets.
Right.
And hear it in the stories passed down through generations.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
The Historical Society mentions how Beacon Hill got its name.
Okay.
It was once the highest point in Boston.
Oh, wow.
And they would light a beacon on top of the hill
okay.
to warn the city of approaching danger.
That's a great example of how the neighborhood's past
yeah.
is still present today.
Mm-hmm.
Even its name reflects a time when the community relied on that beacon
right.
for safety and connection.
And in the 1700s, Beacon Hill was home to some of the most influential figures in American history, like John Hancock and Paul Revere.
Imagine these founding fathers weren't just shaping a nation.
Right.
They were shaping the very neighborhood we're discussing.
Wow.
They walked these streets, debated ideas that formed the foundation of American democracy.
It really makes you want to step back in time and experience it firsthand. It's more than just a neighborhood. It's a living museum.
Absolutely. And yeah. speaking of experiencing it firsthand,
yeah.
have you ever considered taking a historical walking tour?
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's a fantastic way to immerse yourself
yeah.
in the neighborhood's rich past.
So we've covered real estate personal experiences and now a deeper dive into Beacon Hill's history.
Mm-hmm.
What does all this tell us about the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Especially for someone considering making it their home.
It seems clear that Beacon Hill is more than just a place to live.
Right.
It's a community, a historical landmark, and a neighborhood with a distinct personality.
You're right. It's got that blend of old world charm and modern day convenience. That's hard to find anywhere else. It sounds like Beacon Hill offers a lot, especially for someone who values history.
Yeah.
A strong sense of community.
Right.
And that walkable lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But are there any downsides? I mean, no place is perfect,
That's
right?
A great point. Every neighborhood has its quirks.
Right.
One thing that consistently comes up in those personal blogs
yeah.
is the parking situation.
Okay.
Those charming, narrow streets weren't exactly designed for modern-day traffic.
That makes sense, especially with so many residents choosing to walk or use public transportation.
Right.
I imagine parking spots are at a premium.
Absolutely. It's something to consider if you rely on having a car.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the cost of living.
Right.
As we saw in those real estate listings.
Yeah.
Beacon Hill can be pricey.
True affordability is definitely a factor. While there are some more affordable options,
mm-hmm.
those million-dollar listings definitely skew the average.
It might mean making some compromises.
Yeah.
Whether that's downsizing your living space,
or
adjusting your budget, or maybe embracing the public transportation system.
Or maybe becoming a master parallel parker.
Exactly. It's all about weighing the trade-offs.
Right.
But for the right person, those trade-offs might be well worth it.
Yeah.
For the chance to live in such a vibrant and historically rich neighborhood.
So we've explored the real estate market. We've heard those personal stories
mm-hmm.
and even delved into Beacon Hill's fascinating past. It's been quite a journey.
It really has.
But here's something to ponder as you continue your exploration of Beacon Hill.
Okay.
We've seen how Beacon Hill has evolved over time. From a beacon-lit hilltop
right.
to a neighborhood of founding fathers to right. the charming, walkable community it is today.
Yeah.
What does the future hold for Beacon Hill? How will this unique blend of history and modern life continue to shape its identity in the years to come? It's definitely something to think about as you envision yourself becoming a part of this dynamic neighborhood anyway. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Beacon Hill.
It's been a pleasure.